Because of these potential threats, the Kremlin is stepping up its counterterrorism operations. State security services liquidated 12 militant cells and arrested 189 suspects between January and April this year, says Alexander Bortnikov, head of FSB. The FSB has also ordered chemical plants and other high-risk factories to be shut down during the month-long event. Russian security officials insist, however, that the tournament will proceed safely, pointing to their success in preventing attacks on the 2014 Winter Olympics. But there are some crucial major differences between Sochi and the World Cup. The Sochi Olympics took place at a time when Islamic State was not active in Russia, Shevdov says. Today, unfortunately, it is extremely active, especially in the North Caucasus region. ISIS did not claim its first attack in Russia until 2015, when it targeted a tourist site in the country's south, killing one person. Since then, the group has taken responsibility for a series of bombings and shootings, including 20 in the North Caucasus, according to the Caucasian Knot. The World Cup also presents jihadis with a larger number of potential targets than the Sochi Olympics, says Mark Galati, an expert on the Russian security service at the Institute of International Relations in Prague. Sochi was essentially a single securable point, he says, but at the World Cup there will be too many people at too many sites. If anyone wants to make a terrorist attack, you don't need to hit a stadium, you just need to hit, say, a bus depot near a stadium. And suddenly that became an attack on the World Cup.